Hey, good morning, everybody. So before we move on to Perek Zion of Hilchos Mamrim, which has been so remote, which is a very natural extension from a certain perspective regarding the din of Kibud Av V'Em, so I thought I would deal with something which is l'chora not nifsak lehalach on the Rambam. It's not mentioned, and it is in Shulchan Aruch, and it's a very big question regarding why it's not in the Rambam. And that's the din of Kibud Zekenim, the din of Kavod of grandparents, in particular Avi Imo. Which is, based on Rashi and Parshas Vayigash, Rashi says, why Lelohei Aviv Yitzchak, Chayvadim Mechvod Aviv, Yosim Mechvod Zekeno. It's a little not for now, but the Diak actually, in a sense, makes a lot of very persuasive in context. Alafikach Talab Yitzchak Velo Be'Avram. So it's not the clear mashmas of Rashi, is there is a din of Kavod of Avi Aviv, but Kvod Aviv is Kodem. So that's called Lalach and Shulchan Aruch in Erderish Mem, by the Ramah, Yishomer den Chayav Adam Bechvod Avi Aviv, that's the sheet of the Ma'arik, as the Darchei Moshe points out, and the Ramah rejects it, and nearly the Chayav Bechvod Aviv Yoser Mechvod Avi Aviv. The Taz is so perplexed by the Ma'arik, he says, Nala Mimenu, Perish Rashi Bechomish, and the Shach, is absolutely convinced of the Ramah's position. We'll get back to the Bach a little bit later, but quotes the Bach, lehalacha, that, im ein la'av, v'yesh leben, kaifinon le'ben, kafi asher yachol, meaning that, if you normally keep it out of the aim situation, so it's mishal av, right? As we explained for the Rambam, if it's not, it's mishal ben. And he's saying that, if the grandson is wealthy, so he should have to provide for it. Rabbi Kiva Eger likewise, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what Rashi means to say is, Chayvadim Mechvod Aviv Yosef Mechvod Zekeno, meaning like if there's a direct conflict between them, but if there's not a direct conflict between them, it's the same din. Aval B'Lavach, Chayv Mechvod Aviv Aviv V'chol Mili, Kemo Shechayv La'aviv, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, there is a slight complication, it's really not a terrible complication, based on Rashi and Makos, Yibbez, and Aleph. But the Gemara is talking about the situation of Goal Adam, and the Gemara says, Habibno, Habiben Bino, that a Ben Bino is allowed to avenge the death of his father by killing his grandfather, and Rashi says, Muzer al Kvodo, as opposed to Bino, but one of the other brothers couldn't. So there are those that want to say, oh, Rashi is so ser, his parish al Torah, the obvious answer is that that's not true, because clearly, that's a situation where Chvod Aviv demands a response, so that is a dafka, a competitive situation, a la Rabbi Kiva Eger, where you can't do both at the same time, so Chvod Aviv, the Hainu Geulas Damo, takes priority, or takes precedence, over Chvod Zekeno. On the other side of the ledger, there is the position of the Vilna Gaon, of the Vilna Gaon, that there was a Raya from the Ma'arik, from the Gemara in Sotan, and Tesim Aleph, where it tells the story of the grandson of Reb Acha Bar Yaakov, happens to be the son of his daughter in this case, and he asked him for a cup of water, and basically, a very difficult Gemara to understand, he said, Lav Berach Ana, I'm not your son, your son would be Mechuyav, I'm not Mechuyav. So in any event, the Marashah seems to support, that reading of the Ma'arik and maybe the Vilna Gaon, where he says, yeah, it's true that Bnei Banim Harim Kivanim, but that's not a din kibud, that's only a din in Piri Viribia because of Lasheves Yitzara. There, Chasholchan doesn't like it, and he says that it's better to say that, there's really two different Madregos, there's Kvod Aviv, which is not as extreme as Rabbi Kivager, but certainly not the Ma'arik slash the Marshar, the Vilna Gaon, but the Kedarka B'Kodesh Erech HaShulchan, the very moderate point of view. He says, look, yeah, of course, the kavod of the father is a greater form of kavod, not just in situations of direct conflict, but there's also a din of Chod Avi Aviv, and he thinks that that's true, even in the case of, Ben Habas, and presumably all the way around. Now, the Bach, which was said before by the Shach, so he has a number of different rayas, for this idea that there really is a din d'oraisa, and even to the point of kaifinan le ben haben, litin lo kafi asher yachol, which is a big, big, big chiddush in halacha. So he says, number one, the term av in the chumash can apply to a father and to a a grandfather, Elokei Avi Avraham, Velokei Avi Yitzchak, etc. And he says the Marik Sol Shita, which is that it can't be that there's a din of kavod because Layum Sovu Salbanim only applies to one generation down, that is unique to Hilchos Eidos, where Ispalik Dara. But in general, we should assume that the controlling feature is Bnei Banim Harayim Kivanim, directly against the Marsha. And then he comes up with the biggest raya, and he says, Vesu Kevin, this is Kenu Chayv Lam de Torah, Kedisa Parakam de Kedush, the Pasuk says, V'odatham Nech Leveva Necha, Heach Salka Dai Seidu Nechshav Lo Leven, Lam de Torah, Vino Nechshav Lav, Inyan Kavod. How could possibly be that somebody has a chiyuv to be Malambi Torah to you, and it doesn't have a there's no reciprocal chiyuv in terms of kavod. And that, in principle, is a very, very persuasive argument. An extremely persuasive argument. So I think that it's just important to point out, l'cha'ura, you know, the Rambam, who doesn't pask in this way, it has to be stated that there is a chiyuv of showing kavod to a grandparent, and the Rambam talks about Eishes Ha'av and the Baal Ho'em and Achim HaGadol. He doesn't say a word about grandfathers. So one point of response to the Bach here is that nobody believed more strongly than the Rambam in the din of Liman HaTorah to grandchildren. In fact, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Ilchos Tamei Torah, L'chabeis, K'shem Sh'chayv Adam L'amid Es B'no, K'ach Chayv L'amid Es Ben B'no, there doesn't mean also, but qualitatively the same chiyuv. So the Rambam apparently felt you could have chora a chiyuv of Talmud Torah in one direction without a special din of kavod, you know, in the other direction. And that is certainly something which is not obvious. And I can really sympathize with the Bach's point of view, but I'm just pointing out that l'chora it's not really the case. That you can't have one without the other. That's Shita Sarambam. And so maybe what we would suggest is, obviously in a situation where a person is always mechuyev in the kavod of Talmud Chacham, and certainly if it was Rabbi Muvak, he would certainly be mechuyev in his kavod. But to get back to the idea of parents is number one, reveal chayil mazeh. Indirectly that applies to the grandfather, but not right in any direct sense. And then in terms of the idea of, you know, the Kavod HaShechina component, so you might say, yeah, in a situation where the grandfather takes, a very active involvement in Liman HaTorah, so then even the Rambam would be Modeh, but that's not so much Midin, you know, Kibbutz of grandparents, and that might be the Rambam's perspective. But again, the major point that I wanted to make is that the coup de grave, the Bach, how could it possibly be that you have one without the other, is precisely what the Rambam appears to be arguing.